Five, four, three.
If I can't have you, I don't want. Body, babe. I know, babe. I'm doing my own
version of it. I'm giving more volume on my.
One, two. If I can't.
I don't hear. One, two, three. I plugged it in wrong.
What the fuck? One, two, three. Are we starting?
She keeps not plugging.
She doesn't know. I'm a manifesting, like, come to me. I'm a flame and be a moth.
Well, closed mouths don't get fed, babe.
Yeah, but open mouths get dick.
Oh my God, that's a good point.
So guys, keep your mouths closed.
So keep your mouth closed.
Or if you want it, then open it.
I also want to say that
there's something in my eye.
Oh, but by the way, Kalila's wearing the Kylo Ren Summer Edition.
That's what you wanted to say.
That's what you wanted to say. That's the joke I wanted to say.
Bobby's like, everyone shut up. Bobby was like, everyone shut up. I have something to say.
Yeah.
More.
Do you have a joke?
More.
I want to keep up with one. Go ahead. You have one?
That was good, though.
That was really good.
I don't want to top Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren Summer Edition.
Can I take this off now, then?
Yeah, please.
Since you've said your joke.
Right. Yeah, you can take it off now.
Trying a new thing today.
Yeah. It's a little much, babe.
What's a little much?
Well, I mean, it's not sunny in here. We're not outside.
No. This is for
protect your eyes from corona.
COVID protection. On top of that, I decided today that I didn't have the patience to put makeup on, and I'm wondering if
keep the visor on if you want.
Yeah, does the visor look good?
Looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right.
Well, if you guys don't want to see my eyes, then you bastard. You know what? That's a good point. I think that I'm really conscious about my excessive blinking, so I wonder if I'll be freer and looser knowing that my eyes cannot be seen.
Well, let's try it this way, okay?
Take a test. Yeah.
Let's Roy Orbison.
Let's just do, let's just do. Well, that's a very interesting thing you said,
mm-hmm.
Roy Orbison. Did you know why he wore the sunglasses, guys?
Mm-mm.
Because he had stage fright.
Oh.
I guess the first time he performed backwards. And then somebody was
facing
like,
the stage, facing away the from wall, the audience.
Away from the audience.
Wow.
And they said, no, he wasn't upside down. That was,
I was doing a handstand.
He was
doing a handstand while playing guitar.
Yeah. Backwards would suffice, you know what I mean? You don't have to. Anyway, and then he wore sunglasses because he had a fear of crowds. Cool. And that's how that happened.
I think that's why Sia has that hair as well.
Yeah, that's the same thing, you know?
Right.
I think it's interesting.
Well, I don't have a singing talent. I just have excessive blinking, so here I am.
Yeah, there was a comic back in the 70s, 80s that wore a brown paper bag on his head. Did you know that?
Who was the comic?
No one knows to this day, I don't think.
Was he funny?
Apparently, he was really funny. But he wore a brown paper bag on his head, which like defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Right? But it's cool if you make it as that guy. You can just hire people that has the same voice as you. To perform, like Gallagher does.
Are you a face or a body person? Like, do you look at
I'm a combo situation kind of person.
Or do you look at someone's face first, or do you look at their height or their, like, physical composition first?
Somebody I want to do business with or somebody I want to penetrate?
That you just come across with no intention to penetrate or do business with.
He's a body person.
No. The face is the first thing I see.
Bro, you calm on everyone's body. If it's pear-shaped, if it's blubbery. I've been around a lot of people with you.
Because I feel
body first, dude.
Because I feel like it's rude to comment about someone's face.
Yeah, the body you can change. The face you can't.
Damn. That's,
right? So it's like if you rip apart somebody's body, in my mind, I'm like, they can lose the weight. They can work out and whatnot, right? But like the face is harder to do. You have to have plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if I see like someone like Dylan, you know, the gay guy? Who's like very funny, and he used to have a buff body. You know, my opener.
Yeah, Dylan. Oh, Russell.
Suckle.
Sullivan.
Suckle. That's what you think about.
What I think, right? Yeah. And he has a cute face, and I know that if he lost 100 pounds or 200 pounds, that he would look like, you know what I mean?
Yum-tick.
Like Adam Devine. He would look like Adam Devine.
Oh, that why you, every time you say goodbye to him, you say, hey, Dylan, stay fat and cummy.
Yeah. And it hurts him, right? But I know that, like, he could lose the weight and he look, you know what I mean? Fine. He looks fine now. I'm not saying anything.
You're not body
Everyone
shaming.
Should be. I'm not body shaming anybody. But it's like, but you can't make fun of the face because they'll have to go to Korea to get plastic surgery. And, you know what I mean? It's a whole thing.
Well, you know what?
What?
Korea is...
The masters of it.
The masters of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really are. And in a very subtle way, too.
It's funny because they say that, you know, that old stereotype that Asians all look alike. But yeah. when they do plastic surgery, they look even more alike.
Well, that's how LA girls look. They all look alike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like what I would do to do the opposite of plastic surgery. I would do like a seal thing.
You would add.
I would add a scar on my face. Mm. You know what I mean? Or I would like run through a fire. You know, if I was an Asian woman in Korea.
Yeah.
Just a bit, like, find a scar or something to make myself look different.
Interesting.
Right? To set myself apart. But
what
not what.
What if your nose melts off your face?
That's good. You can just be like a female Michael Jackson-y kind of a person. You know what I mean?
International pop star.
Yeah, yeah. My point is that I think the differences are what makes us unique mm-hmm. and makes us human beings. And I just say to you people listening right now that if you have a hook nose.
Thank you. Shout out to myself.
You have a hook nose?
Shout out to myself.
That's not why I brought it up, but.
But that's the first thing you said. Was so obviously.
Or let's start to, sorry. Wait,
was that on purpose?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't on purpose. Yeah. If you have a gap between your teeth.
You bastard.
Was that on purpose? No, right?
No, I was just
all right, try another one.
All right. If you have big ears.
Was that one on purpose? No, right? No?
And he wonders why I'm in Kylo Ren summer edition garb.
Well, you're literally fully clothed right now. There's barely any skin exposed on your body.
This is fun. But, you know, if you're people out there, if you have, you know, something, right, that makes you look different, don't change it. The thing that you were talking about with the lady that was on Dirty Dancing, what's her name?
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, Jennifer Grey, for instance. Tell them.
Well, I don't know if this is true.
It is true, because I heard of that
When she got a nose job, she started not getting roles anymore.
Yeah.
Something along those
lines. She might have looked more universally prettier, I guess, with the nose job.
Yeah.
But then she looked like anybody else.
True.
Right? It's like when you see... I'll give you an example. When I'm turning these channels like really quickly,
yeah,
and I pass by that show, Mystery Singer. What's his name? The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
Right. And I'll just go back, and I literally every time I'll skim by, yeah, I'll see Ken Jeong because he hosts it, right? Mm-hmm. Because he just looks so specifically him.
Yeah.
And he looks like such a mythological cave. You know what I mean?
I don't know about Cave.
Cave, really?
Yeah, because to me, he looks like Gollum.
Right? Like rolled under the bridge.
Yeah.
Not Cave.
Oh, whatever, right? God bless Ken and take care. I love you. But I'm just saying, he knows. I've said this to him before.
Mm-hmm.
I go, look at your body. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, how about some definition? You know what I mean? But anyway... But it makes him so original and unique.
You can tell, yeah.
You know, and it's like, I think that's a good thing. So anyone listening, own up to your uniqueness.
I have, I'm glad you didn't mention this. You forgot to mention this in your gap tooth.
Descriptions.
Hook nose, you know, rant about my body. But
it wasn't about you, but way to be narcissistic.
Very good reversal.
But... you forgot one thing that you love about me, which is in the Philippines, they call me like manokon, which is like kind of cross-eyed, like borderline, almost there, but not really.
Manokon.
Yeah, I've always.
He is manokon too.
I'm manokon too. I've always, like if there was a game like, you know, Skyrim,
yep,
right, where you can create your own character.
You push the eyes closer.
I push it all the way to negative
15.
Negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to me, that looks better than the opposite.
The
you know what I mean? The Michael Shannon fish eyes.
Yeah. Like Brandy.
Don't like it.
Brandy. Really? I love fish eyes.
It's not mine. It's not mine to keep. I don't like it. I like them as actors. I like watching them, right? But I don't want fishy eyes. Because they always remind me of Marty Feldman. You know Marty Feldman?
Mm.
Who's Marty Feldman?
I said, mm-mm.
What?
No, I don't
is
know
that
who
from
that
Back
is.
To the Future?
No, not Marty. Not Marty.
Marty McFly.
Not Marty McFly.
No, wait. I think I have it wrong. I have to find
it. Say the name one more time.
I think I have it wrong. Hold on.
Marty Feldman. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Marty Feldman. His eyes are fish. Basically fish eyeballs.
Let me see.
Like, can I see?
This is who he's talking about.
Do I have it right? Marty Feldman?
Yeah, it's the guy with all that stuff. The eyes like that.
Yeah.
The googly eyes?
The googly eyes.
It's not googly eyes.
It's googly.
I mean, they go all over the place.
Oh, you know who's really hot with eyes like that? What's his name, babe? That one actor with a curly hair. He's very like brooding, dark.
Michael Shannon.
No, not Michael Shannon. I love Michael Shannon.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's another one. The one we saw in the restaurant by our old place one time. He's like a European actor, I think. I'm not sure.
The restaurant by our old place. European actor.
He has.
I've never seen a European actor by a restaurant anywhere.
Well, anyways, he has asymmetrical eyes. So one eye, like, that's what I have too. My dad used to say my eyes were like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's a compliment.
And then he said I have a nose of Tom Cruise. All men, all action stars. because one of my left eye is smaller than my right.
Yeah, and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And when I look at your photos of your father, the first time I really looked at a real clear photo of your father, I thought, there it is.
Babe, he looks like a Russian czar.
I know, but I thought, because I've stared at your mom in flesh.
Yeah.
And you can't really see it. I see your sister and your mom.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
What about the bigness of my face?
Oh, that's your mom.
That's your mom for sure. Yeah. But the canvas, you know, you're working with a very big canvas. You know what I mean?
That's not Filipino what I'm talking canvas, about. Yeah. Koreans have that same very similar big canvas, don't even talk shit. Yeah.
But I don't know. Please don't rip into my race. But when I look at your dad, I go, there it is. That's where Kalila gets it from. Mm. The eyes, the nose, in this center part of the face.
It's all.
And I really like it. It's like, it's classic. It's a classic look, right? It's it reminds me of more, if it was a movie, it's more Wes Anderson than any other movie, really. Because it reminds me of somebody that's like a sailor, right? Or somebody that's in the Navy, you know what I mean? Or somebody that paints as an artist, right? It's kind of this weird, like, you know
aristocrat.
What I mean? No, like not aristocrat.
Like peasant?
Peasant. It's more like poorer painter.
Like a William Dafoe, maybe?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, in that same, you know, ballpark. I really enjoy it.
Porridge eating.
Yeah, it's a good look. And when you sleep at night, you know what I mean? She sleeps weird, by the way.
In what way?
She'll make a fist, right? She'll make a fist. And she'll do what? No, she'll do something like this, like a 1950s headshot. You know what I mean? Just...
You rest on your
like
you sleep.
Yeah, like she's like this, right? And sometimes I think she's joking, right? So then I'll look at her, I'll go, right? And she's like this,
so asleep,
and I'll go goo, like, make a face, and I go, oh, she's fucking asleep.
It's
inaccurate.
What is the correct?
I have photos of you doing that. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but it's not really a full fist. It's kind of a bend like this.
No, you do that as well. You do a fucking fishy thing too, right? You do a what's that shape of water creature vibe? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where you're like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll do something like this,
that's
too.
That's more like me.
But you'll sometimes do a full fist and do this. It's fucking
but
weird.
He's not wrong that my hands are always in a fist tightly. Mm-hmm. And I always have a grimace, right? Like, I always sleep angry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. But you always look like...
And I hold my breath a lot in my sleep.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, the other night was scary. I'm taking a bath. You know what I mean? And I haven't put any soap on my body.
Okay, just water?
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, what I do is, you know how I, what do I do in the bath when you see me in there?
No, chuk-chuk.
No, I don't chuk-chuk in there.
Oh, no.
The bath setup. What's the
no,
setup?
I'd sit there, I'll just sit there Indian
in his
style.
Soul. Yeah, and his, it looks really cute. It's like a little boy just like,
lost in a boat, you know, in a forgotten lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's, like, imagine mist, right? It's like dawn. Mist, a little boy on a boat on a forgotten lake drifting into the abyss. That's what it looks like. And that's what I'm feeling. Okay, George? It's I wish somebody would paint a picture of it. Anyone listening that's a painter, please, right? And I just sit there for hours and I just contemplate my life, right?
Wow.
She rushes in, you mean, and she's like, she's not feeling well, you know? And it's like, I was really high concern there, babe, but you're better now, huh?
What, do you have diarrhea?
High concern. No, I still, I...
She had a heart thing.
Oh, I still have my heart stuff. It's always the same thing. It's always when I sleep, and I think it's because I somehow I hold my breath in my sleep, and then it like causes like a domino effect, and then I have like an arrhythmia that follows. But
speaking of, when you said that word, it just brought me up to something that I really enjoy.
What do you enjoy?
What's that thing on YouTube that I was Googling like going crazy about?
Which
the domino thing?
Oh, it's the something something effect. It's trick shots.
That's no, there was another thing that you were saying.
What's the proper term for a trick shot?
Domino trick shots? You're talking about when the dominoes make pictures.
No,
it's, no, fucker. No, it's called...
it's an effect.
The John Ryan...
hang on one second.
I'm gonna look up the John Ryan.
No, that's not John Ryan. We know John Ryan. He's an actor, right? No, John Ryan's our friend who's a director, right?
There's also a John... Yes.
John Ryan Sugimoto.
Great short, by the way.
Sugimoto.
There's also a baseball player.
It's called... you're going to have to edit this a little bit here because I have to find it.
I think people want to know searching.
What, really?
It's called... Yeah, it's Trick Shot, but it's called something else.
Is John Ryan still part of this search? Because I'm still looking...
No, that's not John Ryan. Has nothing to do with it. It's called like the... Marty Guggenheimen.
Okay, guys, we're going to be cutting and...
Oh, I got it.
Oh, never mind.
It's called the Rube Goldberg machine.
Please describe. I don't know what that is. From the old age
of cartoons. Yeah, but the people do it now in their houses, right?
Uh-huh.
It's basically the ones that are fascinating is they use what?
All these things.
It
wasn't Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang had one.
Yeah,
in the breakfast.
Pee Wee Playhouse had it, right?
Yes, yes.
But they do now that some of them are like
amazing. Yeah,
30 minutes long, and they do it inside the house. It's amazing. I wouldn't even be able to set up one of those. How do you do it? Do you have to be a physician? Physicist. Fuck you. Physicist? Why are you laughing?
I think that you just... I mean, a lot of kids do simple ones. We should try and see what our knowledge is of physics.
Let's
like, just
it.
Without even studying anything, just looking at objects, weighing it in our minds, and saying, like, okay, I think this can... you know, lead to that.
Yeah, you guys look it up on YouTube, group Goldberg machines. But what it is one little thing hits another thing, and it's like to do a simple task.
The domino effect.
It's basically, you know, to do a simple task in the most extraordinary and most difficult way is basically what it is.
Yeah.
Buttering bread, right?
Yeah.
To press a lever and do this 30-minute thing just to butter the bread.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know why people would do it, but it's fun to watch. But I just feel like it's hard, and I think that you would need a team of people, right? Like everyone is responsible for a section.
Yeah.
Right, George?
Yeah.
You know why I'm looking at you right now, George? It's something that you would do, a Rube Goldberg.
I've noticed the whole time you were looking at him, he's like, why does he keep looking
like
at
you should
me?
You should be like, yeah, buddy, you should do it in a section. Like, you're supposed to fucking back me up here.
I did those with BBs as a kid, like little BB shoots that did the kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same. This is more complex.
Yeah, it's more complex.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry for looking at you. But
we should do one here.
Do you think the Tiger Belly should do a Rube Goldberg machine?
I think we
should hire someone.
But it'll be a mess, huh? We should do it in here.
What would you like the simple task to be? What would you like the task to be?
I would like the simple task for something to boop me at the end, like in my nose. Like something that eventually would go boop.
What?
That's
your fucking simple task?
No, like, okay, so it will be like a really, really crazy machine, right?
Yeah.
It'll be like 5 minutes long, and then I stand at the very end, and all I want is just a little boop.
Like a finger?
Like a finger to go boop.
Yeah.
So it's a very anticlimactic but cute thing at the end.
You have to sit there forever until the boop, though. You know that, right? You can't move.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking buttering bread.
Whoa. Did he say that?
Yeah, he was. That's his choice. He wants something to butter bread when he can fucking do that himself.
But the point of Rube Goldberg machines, right, is to do a simple task, right, like buttering bread or filling up a glass of water, right, in the most difficult way. That's the whole point.
I don't understand why everyone's judging my boop. That's what I asked. You asked me what I wanted, and I gave you an
Kylo,
answer.
Kylo. I'm just saying, right?
Oh, she's going to choke you.
I don't know what happens in fucking, you know what I mean? A long, long time ago, far, far, far away.
A galaxy far away.
Yeah, you know I mean, but, okay, well, I think we should make a Rube Goldberg machine. I also want to say this before I forget, is that when Paulie was on here, he accused me of things, and I believed him. He said that on in the Showtime, you know what I mean, Comedy Store documentary, that I talked about how, you know what I mean, I massaged his mom's vagina.
I don't think he said that.
And it smelled like, I said the comedy smelled like her mom's vagina. And when he was saying that, I was apologetic to him. Like, I'm so sorry. And then even afterwards, I walked to him and go, dude, I'm so sorry I said all those things, man. That's fucking crazy. I don't think I said it.
Yeah. But I'm, why were you apologizing?
Yeah, I don't know, but if you're saying I said it, because there's a remote possibility right out there that I might have said it.
Yeah.
Especially sure. because some of it was shot when you were not sober.
Oh.
Not only that, Mike Binder's directing. And Mike Binder shoots a lot, and he's a friend of mine, right? Yeah. So he's just like, Mike Binder's like, just say whatever. I'm going to cut it out.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, oh, fuck, pussy, or whatever, you know? But it's like, I could have said it, but, you know what I mean? But from what George has to say, that afterwards, Paulie said to you that he was completely lying. So I never said those things.
He said it was a good joke. No,
it's not a good joke because it's like, it freaked me out for a week.
It tormented you, yeah.
It tormented me for a week. And another thing I wanted to say is that today's episode, don't be upset, it's going to happen, was supposed to be the Bill Burr episode.
Mm.
So Bill texted us earlier today.
He lost his voice.
He lost his voice. He even texted me. He lost his voice. He'll be here for a couple of weeks, yeah. Right? But I have to say, there's a bit of relief there.
This is what I want to tackle in this episode today.
What?
Why do you think you fear Bill so much?
The Bill Burr, yeah.
The Bill Burr.
I don't fear nobody, baby. Fuck.
Your voice changed.
Hey, dude. What shit?
What's happening?
No, fear is not the right word.
You just revere him a lot.
I don't revere him at all. Fuck him.
Oh, shit.
How dare you? Okay. He's just a man. He's a man. He's a man. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because, and I'll bring it up when he's here. Because it's Steve Burns' fault.
The core of everything.
Again. Again.
Steve Burns.
Yeah. It is Steve Burns' fault. Right, because in 2004, I was driving with Steve Byrne and Ken Jeong from San Francisco to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And in the ride, also Steve Byrne got mad at me because I threw his Oasis CDs out the window.
Yep, well documented. Yeah.
It's well documented. And so we did not have, back then we... I think there was iPads and stuff, and not iPads, but like
iPods.
Yeah.
Oh, right, God. But he was working with CDs. I don't know. Maybe he was behind, and he only thing in the car was a Bill Burr CD.
Oh.
And he goes, "Well, let's just listen to Bill Burr's comedy CD." And I'm like, "I didn't ever heard of Bill Burr."
Okay.
Right. I just went, "No, fuck it. Let's not listen to anything." And he goes, "What, you don't know who Bill Burr is?" And Ken's like, "You don't know who Bill Burr is?" And I go, "No!" Right? And they're like, dude, he literally is like the best New York guy. Like, you know Norton, right? I go, "Yeah." He goes, he's up there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "Really?" So we listened and we laughed so hard. And it also, it's like, it reminded me of when I first met Andrew Schultz. You know, when I see, you know, somebody that does something that I don't know if I can do, really, it intimidates me. It's like, I look at, there are a lot of comics I look at and I go, like, I love Paulie, but when I look at him on stage, it doesn't intimidate me, you know what I mean? Because it's around the same level of, you know what I mean, what I can do, you know what I mean? But when I see somebody that's like, you know, honest, right? He doesn't care. He's really saying his point of view, right? And it's an interesting angle, right? Or something that's brave, for instance, you know, that's kind of controversial. He doesn't care. He'll back it up with his, you know, with his jokes. And it's just honest and fresh and real, right? And these are things that I aspire to be. I want to be that. I do as a comic. That's why I haven't done stand-up in the pandemic because I can use... the pandemic as a excuse, but that's not it. It's I know I have to change, and I'm not willing to do it yet, you know?
Mm.
So there's all these things that, you know, that Bill embodies, you know what I mean, that I respect, but I don't know what it is. I know people that are bigger than him that I'm not as intimidated by. It's not intimidation. That's not the right word. It's more of a just a respect, you know. And you know, when I'm around him, I'm not uncomfortable, and we talk and stuff, you know. But it's like, you know, I don't know if I would like go hot air ballooning with him.
Does he do that?
No, he doesn't do it.
Go hot air ballooning either.
Or if I like, let me just ask him. Maybe like ride a tram. What's a tram?
I think it's a thing like that takes you to Disney World.
It's like a train, but in Disneyland or at the Glendale America.
I would do that with him. I would do that with him. Train.
A tram.
Yeah, like a 8-hour train ride in the same caboose. What do they call them?
Like, what's a caboose? Is it a butt of something?
It's the back of the train.
Oh, no. What's the little compartment?
I think that's
train
the...
Train cart?
Sleeper car?
Sleepy car. Sleepy car.
I think sleepy car.
Yeah.
But...
That's what it is.
What?
I had an acai that just came out. That's why that happened. I had like an acai inside my throat. But when he's here, it's going to be fine. It's going to be a great episode. I can feel it, you know?
Yeah.
But
do you feel like you have to hold back certain things with him?
No.
Okay.
I'm not like that with anybody, really.
I have so much reverence around or for him that I'll probably stay quiet and just listen and take in the... Bobby's nerves. That's what I want to take in.
But you know what? Like Dice, when Dice was it, I had the same feeling with him.
Yeah.
There's just something about Dice that I grew up watching. You know, there's another guy, you know, although he probably won't come, but he would, I think, if we sprayed down the place, is Howie Mandel. We'd have to really put everything in plastic and really have hazmat suits for him.
Yeah.
But Howie's another one where when I'm around him, I'm sorry, it's just the way I grew up watching them, and I'm a fan. And I remember watching like Howie Mandel when I was a kid on HBO, and he did, yeah, I have a black head. He put a big black, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Actual head on his face, you know what I mean? And I remember as a kid, that just struck me as funny. It was before I'd ever seen prop comedy or anything like that. It was, and he was so zany up there. And you don't think as a kid, you don't go, oh, I'm gonna be at his house. I mean, that just isn't really in your head, right? And then, like a couple weeks ago, I did that thing with him, where the interview, and you know, I was around him, and I'm fine. I'm as relaxed as I am with anybody else. Mm-hmm. But there's that added little thing that I'm still a kid, and I'm still a fan of people, and I'm still like excited. You know, there's some people I run into who are famous or who are artists that I don't have that feeling with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Paul Banks texts me. You know what I mean? I just kind of go like a kid and I go, gee. Like, I don't know why he fucking texted me 3 days ago about how he listened to our podcast, and he said, oh, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to respond, so I go, I go, did you vote? why would I fucking text that?
So there is a list of people that make you...
You know what I love doing with you?
What?
I love last night, me, Dylan, and Steve are playing Warzone.
Yeah, why?
Well, just listen, all right?
Well, I knew it. I love it.
So we're playing Warzone, right? And then we hear, blink, right?
Yeah.
Gilbits, that's your, right?
Yeah, shout out.
You know what I mean? Is requesting to play.
Yeah.
And all of us going, should we invite him? And everyone going, nah.
Yeah, I knew that. Here's what he does next.
What?
Go ahead.
Because you know why I did that? Because an hour before, I had already requested you.
Yeah, but that's why I was trying to come back, because my modem turned off.
What?
Yeah.
Whose modem turns off? I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah.
At fucking.
Also, I knew you were doing that, so I was like, you know what? He's not gonna play that.
No, because once I invite you into a game of Warzone, I wait 30 minutes, and then after that, it's like, I'm not going to wait an hour for you. That's rude. And you know what you were doing? Because you were online. You were playing with other people.
I was. Then I got off because of the modem. Was I still on after that? And I came back.
If I'm playing, let me say something, George. If I'm playing Warzone, right, and George, right, you're playing... I'm playing, and you request, I'm going to get finish the game right then and there and go, sorry, guys.
Off.
I'm off. Right?
Well, you have to add me on
Yeah, I
the best part, I was like, hey, we were playing a game one time.
You haven't added George?
No. We were playing a game. I was like, hey, George, I'm going to go get some food. Can you just add Bobby to the game and invite him? And then like, I came back like, why haven't you done it yet? He's like, he won't accept my friend request.
Oh, it's so funny because the other night.
Sad.
The other night, Friday.
Yeah.
Me, my brother, and Dylan.
Yeah.
We won our first
trio.
Not nighttime, regular.
Oh, that's.
And the last person standing was me.
How many kills?
I got 6 that game, nice. Right? But but the way I did it, right? So Dylan was up against 2 guys, right? In the last circle.
Final circle, yeah.
And Dylan is going uphill and he's shooting and he kills one guy, but the other guy downs him. And the smoke is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As I see that, I'm going around this ledge because I know that the other guy is gonna go toward the line to go to the other circle.
Yeah.
But I knew what direction it was going. So I went around the cliff. Like, it wasn't out of nerves.
Pro play.
It wasn't out of nerves. It wasn't out of, like, I'm guessing. It was an instinctual I know, right? And as soon as I turned the corner, his back is to me.
Boom.
And I wipe him out. We get the win. I scream.
I was going to ask, what was the celebration?
At first I go, team wipe. Because I thought that.
Trying to stay cool.
No. I thought that there was another team.
Oh,
there's no way.
You know, there's the last guy.
No, there's no way that's the last guy. All right, I just go team wide, so I'm going to die eventually.
Takes
here,
a second.
Right? Yeah. And as soon as I say team wide, right? And I go, like that, okay?
Were Steve and Dylan freaking out?
Oh, we're all like, our veins are popping out of our heads. It's our first one, right?
It's not easy to do, folks.
Yeah. But if you do that, right? And you record it, because we did record it. I have it. I have proof, right?
Let's post it.
Don't ever show it to Kalila, because she's not into it. I went to her bedside.
Well, no. I was, like, literally on the toilet.
So she was
shitting. You barged in, because first he tried to ask. From outside the door, he's like, babe, something magical just happened.
Oh, magical? She's probably like, oh my God, what happened? What happened?
And I was like, don't come in. Something, I have to show you what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he comes in and he's like this in tears. He's like.
I was crying.
Yeah. And the whole time.
I mean, you imagine. It wasn't because I've won before.
I understand because I know who you've played with before in this team. I understand why it was a special moment. I get it.
Yeah, because Steve is getting better. My brother's getting better, but my brother's more face-to-face murder.
Yeah,
my brother's not good at like out in the open. My brother's good at like hiding in a corner or being backup. He's very good. And he's very instinctual. He's a very good player, right? Dylan is very good and then sometimes not good,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know what kind of player I am, right? I would say I'm the same as a combination between the two, yeah. right? But as a team... You know, I've played with the best guys.
You really have.
The best guys. Josh is a fucking beast.
I'm semi-pro, folks.
Yeah, he's like, he used to be pro, right? So when I went with those guys, it's like, oh, I didn't kill anybody. I'm like, you know what I am? I'm like in Saving Private Ryan, Henry, what's his name's character? You know, the guy that was E.T.?
Oh.
Right, he was a translator.
Oh, you're
yeah. I'm that guy. Yeah.
You're talking to the other.
Yeah. Like I'm not. I'm not really.
Wait, wasn't he also Samuel in The Legends of the Fall?
I'll find.
Remember when he gets stuck? There's smoke, and then he gets stuck in the barbed wire, and then Brad Pitt's running towards him, and he's like, Samuel.
I don't know.
Talk and about. He's like, Tristan.
But he
Tristan!
Is
Tristan.
He's in the House of Haunted Hill House and.
Wait, can you make sure I'm not losing my mind, Gil?
Legend of Fall, Samuel.
Samuel, what's his name?
I don't think. I think it says Aiden Quinn.
Are you
or
saying
somebody.
Doug?
No, Aiden Quinn's his other brother.
Doug Hughes, Henry Thomas.
Henry Thomas, you're right.
It is. Oh,
Henry
it Thomas, is Samuel. Right.
So Henry Thomas is his name. Henry Thomas was in
E.T. Legend
yeah,
of
E.T.
Fall.
Yeah, he's a legend. But so I'm usually like that. But with the two guys, we've only taken second before a couple times, right? And so for us to win one. And for me to be the last one standing.
Kind of the leader, yeah.
It's a feeling of, and to the layperson
not just a layperson.
A person in the bathroom pooing.
No, an uninterested, don't ever give a shit
yeah, I
about
know.
A
that's,
war
that's
zone
what
victory layperson.
I know. I know. A layperson. Let's just say layperson.
No, it's beyond that.
I know it's beyond it, but let's just say, okay.
Let's just
like my mom would have more interest.
Yeah, she probably would.
Okay, 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 okay.
Darling, the guy.
Darling, good job, Bobby.
Good job, Bobby.
I know, but like, I don't want to argue with you, but
I understand it's a joy of yours, and I accept it. I just don't really want to celebrate with you because I don't know what I'm celebrating.
I showed you the video.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think
I know. And I'm like, what did I do? I said, good job, babe.
Yeah, but there's no feeling behind it. It's like,
what did you want me to do? Fucking blow you in that moment?
No, yeah, no.
That could have been crazy.
That's extreme, but that would have been nice, right? It's extreme, but nice. Nice but offer. No, but how about a little just bit, a little beyond like understanding of what that entails? How many people fly into the world?
150 to 200.
All right. So you're talking about a guy, right?
Convince her to care. This is great.
I'm going to try to convince her to care. Yeah, I want to try to convince her to
care. I know everything that goes down in Warzone, and I've tried to care, and I've taken measures to sit and watch them.
I know.
You know, and the fucking gulag. I've seen him at the gulag five times.
Yeah.
And then he has to sit there and watch his teammates play. I get it. And then now he has to win the gulag. I get all of it.
Yeah.
I get the smoke at the very end. I know what I know what a victory looks like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have no fucks to give in that.
I know.
She's well read.
But can I just try to convince you here for a second? Here? Just give me an opportunity.
I do respect? I do respect the joy that you feel, and I believe it's real, real joy that you feel. I just don't know how to feel it with you.
That's true. Mm. But let's suppose, not you, but let's suppose I was in a relationship with a woman.
Okay. The gap tooth?
Okay, like a woman that like did something that I didn't fully understand. Yeah. Like she's in a competition of making skyscrapers with popsicle sticks.
I love popsicle sticks.
Very cool.
Right, so let's say I had a girlfriend who that's all she did 12 hours a day. Her deal is to make, you know, skyscrapers and buildings and unique architecture with popsicle sticks.
In real life or in a video game?
No, in real life. And she goes to a place, right? And every week, right? There's 150 kids.
I love
it. Or people that do it, right? Yeah. And she just started. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even know how it works. And all these kids have been doing it for 10, 15 years.
Pros.
Right? They're pros, right? They know how to build, right? And this kid, you know what I mean? It's like, how do you even get two together? And it's just learning the dynamics of it, right? And then 5 months later, right, my girlfriend comes home and goes, I won the whole thing. I beat all these pros, these people that have been doing it for fucking 15
years. She's crying.
She's magical. Right? I think that I would, in my heart, couldn't say I didn't give a shit.
Can I just defend myself?
I don't think I... No, I'm just... Let me finish, right?
You have a rebuttal.
I don't think that I could do that. I could... You know, I would have to do everything I could to jump into their joy, right? And to understand, right? Fully understand what they're talking about. Do I think it's ridiculous making popsicle sticks buildings? I don't give a fuck, right? I think it's ridiculous. But she enjoys it. Mm-hmm. And she is dedicated to it.
This is pure, unadulterated manipulation.
Kolokoran.
Kylo, go ahead.
Kolokoran.
This go is ahead, like Kylo. One of those things where it's like he has to defend his sedentary lifestyle. Oh, and the fact that he's 50 years old and screaming, screaming about a win that does not affect reality in any way, shape, or form. It might have a blip in his dopamine level, but that's about all that happens. There is no effect, net effect in the world. There's no net effect on our relationship. There's no net effect in his career, in his finances.
Yeah, but how does popsicle sticks have a net effect?
What I'm saying is that she's inspired other kids, like, really, like, that's an art
and
form.
And I'm inspiring other kids.
Babe, kids could do what you just did.
Not all of them.
Okay. Not to say that I'm not happy. I said I respect the joy that you feel.
Yeah.
But you can't be resentful that I don't understand what that joy feels like.
Because there's I know you.
Beyond just congratulations, babe, good job. I can't give you more than that.
That's fine. Okay. I'm just saying that if you made popsicle stick buildings, I would give you more. That's all.
Popsicle sticks.
I'm going to talk about my victories in my life.
Okay, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
You have not celebrated not a single one. In fact, last year, you walked out halfway through them singing me happy birthday.
Whoa. Well,
baby, why are you thinking, first of all, this is a comedy. We're going to a comedy.
And that's what we call the dagger.
It's so funny how we went from like...
That was a joy of mine to put in share with
yourself. I understand that.
You know what she just did? She went, the Lannister pays her death.
And why did you have to go down there? Right? It's like we're having tit for tat fun. Right? And then you had to bring out the fucking katana.
Yeah.
And finish him. It's like... Because I don't start a fight.
Finishing move for sure.
Okay, it's not a real thing.
I want you to name three joys and accomplishments that I've been, that have meant a lot to me that you've celebrated in.
Take your time.
Your birthday.
Boom.
That's not an accomplishment.
One point.
You made it.
And you also, you walked away halfway through it.
You know?
One point.
You know, I just want a little bit of, you know, a little bit of joy when it comes to my Warzone victory.
I want to know what that sounds like. What should have I done? Like what besides like, oh, that's really cool.
Replay it. Replay it.
You shouldn't have said this. This is what you said.
Yeah.
Is it long? Because we started playing it. You did that? Because I started playing it. You're like, when is it over? Get to the thing. So that, I remember having to fast forward it to just the very end. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe that, maybe, you know.
What?
You should have watched the whole game.
Watch the whole 10 minute.
The whole 10 minute gameplay.
You know what? That is good practice, though. Like, if we ever want children down the road, I have to be really into
what
they show me.
Yeah. I'm a child in that way, you know? And, you know, I'm never going to win again with those two. I'll win again with Gilbert or something, with Georgia maybe. But not, you have to understand that with those two, that grouping, right? In terms of the way they play, and it's just, it was a fluke. And it was an anomaly. And it, for some reason, the universe... And it was just a cool moment in time, you know? Do I feel depressed? I feel depressed that those are some of the joys that give me, you know what I mean, that feeling. But
that doesn't make sense. But you don't have to... You know, how can you feel depressed about a joy? That
damn.
Just means it's,
three
it's like
points.
A guilty
pleasure. That's 3 points. 3 points. That's 3 points for Kawhi.
That means it's not a true joy. It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty
and pleasure. And there isn't a certain, like a level of guilt that you hold inside. Whatever. You know what? Do I not let you have your
You do.
Time?
And what a great person.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. I've also been, we've been also watching, have we talked about the British Bake Off?
Let's talk about it.
But I'm trying to get my brother to watch it.
He's not going to watch it. Babe.
But he refuses to watch it. He's like, dude, I don't fucking watch fucking baking bullshit or whatever, you know? And I've been like watching Chef's Table as well.
Oh, great show.
And what sucks about shows like this, especially Chef's Table, right, is because I watched four of them last night.
Which ones?
I rewatched the one with the Korean monk.
Okay.
Jung.
I forgot her name.
Jung.
Kwan.
Jung Kwan, yeah.
Is it? I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Close enough.
You know, I just love
the best one, though.
It's the best one. Because it's like, you know, she lives in a monastery. There's no meat involved. She doesn't use garlic. Any of the five, you know, potent, you know, spices that people use.
Yeah.
Because it goes against their Buddhist, not philosophy, but like, it doesn't enable calmness.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're delicious, but it goes against what their principles are about, right? And to use organic elements, right? And a lot of it's pickling. Mm-hmm. Pickling is very big, right? But in terms of it was interesting to say that Buddhist monk, Korean monk food isn't necessarily spices or the way they prepare it in the moment. Time has a lot to do with it,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes it takes, you know, months and months to create the kind of flavors that they're using. But it's like, I just like it when, you know, when critics, like the guy from the New York Times is like, you know, like I, you know, a chef called me and to go to this fucking Buddhist mall. I said, no, fuck no, I have shit to do. And when the chef called me again and says, begged me, you have to come. And then I ate the food. It literally changed his life. I love when food... or something changes somebody's life, you know? I love it, in not even food, like when people go, you know, I had nothing going on in my life, and I walk by, you know, a pottery class, you know what I mean? And now, you know what I mean? I won, you know, gold medal at the pottery Olympics or whatever. Do they have anything like that? Or, you know what I mean? Or changed my life, you know, in some way. like a moment where somebody had was going one way, right? In terms of their ideals or philosophy, you know what I mean? Or career-wise even. And then something happens where they go this way. That's something that's great about life. Just, you know.
FYI, there is a Pottery Olympics. It's called the Clay Olympics.
I knew it.
Well, isn't there a British reality show, something like Pottery Showdown?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the redheaded freak watches that show.
People have been asking to get your guys' comments on this past weekend's UFC 254, Khabib beating Justin Gaethje. Do you guys think he is the greatest of all time over PED, Jon Jones? Because Jon Jones put a tweet out saying, I'm the greatest of all time.
I think you can go first, babe, if you want.
It's very difficult. It's not difficult for me because I tweeted a couple days ago.
What'd you say? Alhamdulillah.
I said Khabib, GOAT.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's what you have to say.
And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Is Khabib's style the most exciting style? No, you know? But he did something that was very interesting the last fight. Which, you know, to me, you know, if I was Khabib, I'd just be like, I'm going to have to take this guy down right away. Yep. I'm not going to be in a stand-up war with this guy. But I have to be honest with you. Khabib beat him on the feet.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what's scary about it. Khabib beat Edson Barboza on the feet.
Same with Conor.
And Conor. Anybody he faces. Mm-hmm. And he faces them down on his feet.
First, yeah.
At first. And he knows that he has this unbeatable style. Once he gets his hands on you, it's over. It's just a ticking time bomb, right? There's just something about his innate talent that he just knows weight and control, his body control. It's just a talent that he has. And he knows that once he has a hold of you, it's over. And yet, he chooses to stay on his feet for a bit and still win, right? To me, watching that fight was, you know, the people go, well, Tony Ferguson didn't get his shot. Yeah, I don't think he can do it. I don't think anybody can beat him. And I can't say that about Jon Jones. You know, when he fought Reyes, I thought that Reyes won.
I thought he won too. Yeah.
I honestly did. And
you know that two judges scored in the first round for Gaethje?
That's insane.
That's weird.
That's insane. Yeah. Because what we saw was...
That was weird.
I was watching it going... It it reminded and also in awe of the way Khabib, you know what I mean, fought Gaethje. Because Gaethje is a fucking beast.
He's a good egg.
He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. You can tell. I would love to hang out with him. He reminds me of somebody that could do our podcast and like Bisbing, you know?
Yeah.
Just that kind of a nice guy. I think it'd be great. We would love to have Rose Namajunas as well. Just throwing it out there. And but my point is that to me, that fight solidified that Khabib is the greatest of all time.
I listened to all the things that Jon Jones said. And while he made valid points, I think the reason that he can never be GOAT to me is that I think that GOAT is more than just the record.
The
like it's you have to like embody the spirit of a champion, and I think that Jon Jones is not that. Like I think that he has a lot of demons that he's unable to overcome, and like from where we stand at least, like Jon Jones when he first came out was my favorite fighter. I never missed a Jon Jones fight. But you know, I don't know. It's hard to love him, man. Like it really is. Like you want to rally behind like the sheer obvious talent that he has, but there's a champion has more than just that. And I think that at least for me, Khabib was, you know, always embodied that.
To be in the top 10 of all time, you know what I mean, is a difficult. Imagine all the fighters, right? You have George St. Pierre. There's just millions of them, right?
Yeah.
Anderson Silva, right? You have so many of them. And Jon Jones could be in the top three of all time. I mean, that who is that? Who can really say who the greatest of all time is? There's no way to really prove it.
There's no metric.
Right? Because Jon Jones is undefeated as well. Mm-hmm. He has one blip on his card, but he was beating that guy.
Matt Hamill.
Yeah, Matt Hamill. It's just, you know, I have to say, though, I was kind of a Khabib fan you know. But I think that last fight made me go, my God, what an anomaly. What a talent. What a an amazing fighter. And he seems like a nice guy, too, you know. So, you know, we'll see.
Pressers before, Justin Gaethje said that he would never tap. And then he said that he didn't want Gaethje's parents to see him hurt or, like, break his arm. So he switched the submission into a triangle to put him to sleep instead.
And also his dad's favorite submission.
And yes, yeah.
Well, he'd rather put Gaethje to sleep than break his arm. That's, I think, what's the
difference? Yes, because you don't have long-lasting effects from being choked out but also putting someone to sleep could kill them, too.
What would you pick? You're in a situation.
Me to sleep. I don't want to go through surgery.
You would have your arm broken over going to sleep.
Look, sweetie.
Yeah, he goes to sleep and he dies? What
he
the fuck?
You don't die. He basically assured that Gaethje could fight in 12 weeks. Like, if Gaethje had a broken arm, then he would need surgery and then he'd be out for, like, the whole fucking year.
Unhelpful advice, then.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
This question is for all of you. You've mentioned a few times in the podcast about the state of your teeth or lack thereof. Well, I'm 28 years old, and I recently, my molars have been in a lot of pain. I'm just hoping it is just my wisdom teeth growing in, but I'm afraid it could be something serious. According to WebMD, I have mouth cancer. Anyways, I haven't been to a dentist in close to a decade, and I think I've developed some sort of phobia of actually going to one, especially during times like this. What do you think? Maybe you can hit me with some pros and cons about having less teeth than the average.
You got to go to the dentist, because it's not as if my teeth were pulled out by myself. The teeth that I don't have were pulled off by dentists.
Yeah.
They assessed my mouth and they went, their first reaction is, what? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then they have to go into another room and, you know what I mean, look at my teeth and they laugh or they, you know what I mean?
They laugh?
Or they shake their head like, I can't believe it got this bad, right? And they have to come in and they fucking pull them out. I've had all my teeth professionally pulled and assessed, right? And I don't have teeth. The good news is if I don't think it's cancer. And the good news is that you can chew with your gums.
There's the pro.
I'll tell you why. There's the pro. All right. I've been chewing with my gums for the last 10 years. Meat. I'm talking about meat, man.
I really want you guys to see how long it takes for him to.
It takes a while.
Well, it takes. He's there. He seriously eats. It takes him 3 hours on a steak.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Isn't that good for you though? Today, like, really.
Yeah, yeah. It helps with the digestion.
He just like waits for the salivary enzymes to like melt the meat.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, but you can chew with your gums, right? You can chew with your tongue and the roof of your mouth.
The hard palate.
Yeah, right. You can chew.
Or you could just swallow things whole.
You can chew with your front teeth. Which I do, right? With nuts and opening up sunflower seeds, you know? Uh-huh. But I've chewed hard candy with my gums.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. I've chewed, and my teeth, you do taste blood a lot, you know?
A lot.
But you incorporate it with the flavors, you know?
Oh, okay.
Of what you're eating.
Flavor melding.
Yeah, and, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And, I wish I had back teeth. It'd be much easier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can still get it in.
Oh, good job.
You know, so go see a dentist because we don't.
Also, does he have mouth cancer just from going on WebMD?
Wait, I'm not a dentist and I'm not a doctor.
Well, look what you're wearing.
Sith Lord. Look at you.
I'm a Sith Lord.
So you have all the information.
So when I first came to America, I had just taken my braces off. And so when I came to America, I had retainers. And I don't know if you guys have ever had braces, but it kind of fucks with your gums a little bit. So I had really swollen, overgrown gums. And my retainer, like part of my retainer was even on my gum. That's how much gums I had. My tooth to gum ratio was horrible. And to the point where I had to get most of my gums like cut out at, when I was 15.
Oh.
And then... on top of that, my con artist dentist put fillings, like these silver dark fillings,
yeah,
all over my back teeth because he wanted to bill insurance, even though I have never had a single cavity in like my whole life.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So, like my dentist now.
Think about
like,
that.
My dentist.
She's never had a cavity in her life.
And I'll tell you why. I've never had a cavity in my life because... my mom and my aunts and everyone in the Philippines, my mom is the only one of 10 children who doesn't have false teeth. Everyone has postizo. Everyone in the Philippines that I know, even like the my cousins my age,
yeah,
they all have false teeth. So I know that inherently I don't have good teeth genetics.
Yeah.
So what I made sure of was I took all the measures. I see a dentist every 6 months. I get a cleaning every 6 months. I get an x-ray once a year. I floss. I just take care of my mouth real well. Because I know that I have a predisposition to bad teeth.
I've never had a tooth that hasn't had a cavity.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though your front teeth have never had them.
They've all had it.
Nah, I doubt it.
They've all
You need
had
to drink
it?
More water.
That's what you keep saying.
I think that's like...
I drink some.
Yeah. So to this person, I say, absolutely, you need to go to a dentist. And like... at least my dentist, their COVID measures are so strict and tight. They only have like two people in that entire place for like a whole hour. Mm. So please go see a dentist. I also just like, I really, really hate bad breath. So like,
yeah,
just please, please go see a dentist.
Is my bad breath bad?
No, because you don't have... Yeah, your breath is actually... It's bad when... Here's what I hate. I hate smoker's breath in the morning. It smells like actual dung. Like it smells like toe jam and shit and like asshole.
Oh, asshole. Mm.
Interesting.
And I don't like, so that's what I don't like about smokers, a morning breath. But beyond that, it's you're okay. You have Thank good you. Saliva, I think.
Enjoy.
Strong enzymes there.
Enjoy it.
Get Quip.
Get Quip.
Get Quip, yeah.
Get Quip, guys.
Since Quip, he's gotten
much
better. Yeah.
I thought that episode was fun.
It was fantastic.
Some good stuff in there.
Do you have another question, Gil, just to throw out?
No, we have another thing, babe. Let's end it.
Is this enough time? Because there's some stuff that I wanted to cut out.
We have a good amount of time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's have fun with the ads.
Okay, ads, cool.
I've had I'm fearing the other one.
Yeah. Your final message? Your final message to the people? Anyone?
My final message is
we're not done.
Yes. My final message to you people, right, is vote. Have they voted yet?
Babe, by the time this is done, yeah.
So
my final message is welcome. Welcome to the new president.
Oh my God, you might have just jinxed it.
Welcome.
Let me just say.
Welcome to whatever this era is.
Yeah, welcome to the new era of whatever it is. Enjoy. Okay, hey, let's go.
Go ahead, Cloud. May the force be with you. Is that what you want?
Thank you. You took the words right. May the force be with you. And we're going to be here whether it's a new dawn or the same dawn.
It's a new dawn or a new day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love that song.
I love that song.
So good to see you, and we will see you next week.
Coloco Ren. Bye, guys. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that solo episode with Coloco Ren and Boba Fett. I couldn't think of anything. Would it be Bobby Fett? Bobo Fett? Bobo Fett.
What's he supposed to be?
Who else would he be? If you're Coloco Ren, what's a good name for like a Star Wars name with B?
I don't know.
Bobo Fett. Bobo Fett?
What name are you trying to say?
Either Bobo Fett?
Stop saying the Bobo Fett. What name is the original Star Wars name you want him to be?
I just forgot now. I keep thinking of Bobo Fett. Oh, Boba Fett's a Star Wars character, right, George?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe
I didn't know.
Maybe Boba Fett. Anyways, guys, that was a waste of time. I apologize. May the force be with you. Kalila, would you like to give a shout out to your boys?
I want to say, since this is coming out after... This is coming out a week from now. I want to give a shout out to the Dodgers if they win. If they didn't win...
Then what else would...
Because right now they're playing, what, game six?
Yes.
They're playing game six. The Rays just scored a run. And then... So I want to say good luck to my boys in blue. I love you regardless. I'm going to stand by you and Chavez Ravine all day till the ends of my days. And no matter the outcome, I'm proud of you. And go blue.
Die hard fan right there, guys. diehard fan. Lots of fun bonus content over at Patreon. If you're curious about joining a community of like-minded sleepers and papayas, you can find out more at patreon.com/tigerbelly. Thank you to our sponsors, Brooklinen, BetterHelp, and Calm. Don't wait. Do something nice for yourself. Go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code TIGER to get 10% off your first order and free shipping. Take charge of your mental health. Special offer for Tiger Belly listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/belly. And for listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly. Get your question on Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for something out of the ordinary, strange coworkers, weird family members, alien encounters. You can email us once again at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can follow all your Dodger scores and news at Calamity K. All your fun corporate stock exchange information at George_Kimmel. All your Celeb King needs at Bobby Lee Live. And once again, I am Gilbitz. And then follow us at Tiger Belly on Instagram. We love you so much. You have a good day.